tariffs on Chinese goods could lead to empty store shelves in a matter of weeks. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
48 hours later, we're hearing a new message from this president expressing a lot of optimism that this is all going to get taken care of very quickly.
Not soon enough for many industries, as Allison Keyes reports.
At the Port of Long Beach, CEO Mario Cordero says the Trump tariffs are causing a drop in ship traffic.
The fundamental view from a Port Authority perspective, less cargo volume, less jobs.
He says most imports come from China and there's a ripple effect.
1 in 9 jobs come in the region of Greater Los Angeles are from the port complex.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Longtime Illinois Senator Dick Durbin said today he won't be running for re-election. After 4 decades, he says it's time for others to serve. And analyst Larry Sabato believes his seat will very likely be filled by another Democrat.
There are already a half a dozen Democrats lining up. They'll probably be more. Because open Senate seats don't come around very often anywhere, and particularly not in Illinois.
Durbin is part of a Senate leadership that has been in place for almost 2 decades, along with leader Chuck Schumer. The Vatican says 20,000 people have viewed the body of Pope Francis today and paid their respects. CBS's Nora O'Donnell is in Rome.
The wait, we are told, is about 4 hours, but one woman told us Catholics will wait however long it takes, stop what they're doing to thank Pope Francis for, in her words, changing the church.
A planned meeting in London to discuss the war in Ukraine didn't happen today. Top U.S. negotiators weren't there. The White House admits President Trump is frustrated, even though J.D. Vance indicated a deal could still be reached.
And I think that we put together a very fair proposal. We're going to see if the Europeans, the Russians, and the Ukrainians are ultimately able to get this thing over the finish line.
Ukraine's president has already said allowing Russia to keep Crimea is a non-starter. Millions of Americans are still falling for online scams, as Matt Piper reports.
Scammers stole a record $16.6 billion last year. The FBI says that is a 33% increase from the year before. More than 250,000 complaints reported money lost to a scam, with an average loss of more than $19,000. Those over the age of 60 fell for scams the most and lost the most money, on average $83,000. Investment scams were the top cause of loss, though many also lost money from romance scams.
The Dow finished up 400 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police are investigating a Racine police shooting. At around 6 last night, Racine police were called to a home invasion in progress near Marquette and Hamilton. When officers got there, they heard gunshots inside. They went in and engaged with the suspect, with him being shot and suffering minor injuries. A statement says several children and adults were in the home at the time. Again, Kenosha police are investigating a Racine police shooting last night. A Kenosha teen will serve a year in juvenile detention after bringing a gun to Indian Trail last December. The 16-year-old pleaded guilty to making terrorist threats and possessing a firearm on school grounds. Judge Chad Kirkman also added to the sentence anger management courses and community service. The Buc-ee's plan for Milwaukee County is moving ahead. Oak Creek's Plan Commission unanimously approved a conditional use permit last night, sending it to the Common Council for a May 20th vote. The proposed 73,000-square-foot travel center with 120 pumps faces a lawsuit. People living nearby cite transparency concerns and potential open meeting violations. Homeowners argue the project near I-94, just north of the Racine County line, threatens traffic, safety, and the environment. Racine's Harborfest returns June 13th and 14th with expanded entertainment and culinary offerings. Read all about it at RacineCountyI.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big night for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bryce Terang had 4 hits. Jake Bowers, a 2-run homer. Christian Yelich, a grand slam that sailed 407 feet. The Brewers beat the Giants 11-3 in San Francisco. Jose Quintana allowing just 1 run over 6 innings. He's now 3-0. Is he the best pitcher the Brewers have right now? Pat Murphy.
He is. I mean, he's only, how many starts has he made for us? I feel like he's made 30 for us because it's just like he gives you that understanding of like, I know how to pitch. I know how to get out of this thing. I know how to navigate through a lineup.
NBA, the Bucks losing again to the Pacers, 123-115. The series moves to Milwaukee Friday with Indy up 2-0. NFL draft in Green Bay. Players and families arriving for tomorrow night's first round.
It is pretty amazing just kind of seeing all this kind of come together. What a cool thing for the Packers and city of Green Bay, and really neat to see it all come together.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, maybe a shower or two and a low in the upper 40s. More clouds overall than sunshine for tomorrow, highs only into the low 50s. Then showers and thunderstorms around for Friday, highs mid 50s. Some sun back for Saturday, currently 57 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1960.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1960. In 1960, the U.S. launched its first weather satellite. The Congo gained independence, and so did Nigeria, marking a wave of decolonization across Africa. And a U-2 spy plane incident heightened Cold War tensions. Also in 1960, one key innovation included the birth control pill. On the radio in 1960, we were listening to Sam Cooke with Chain Gang. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
I hear something saying. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Chain gang all day long, they're saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them mourning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. So hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my.
From 19... 1960 at Sam Cooke and Chain Gang on WRJN. That was Cooke's second biggest American hit, his first hit single for RCA Victor after leaving Keen Records earlier in 1959. The song was inspired after a chance meeting with an actual chain gang of prisoners on a highway seen while Sam Cooke was on tour. This is the 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1960. What were we playing with in 1960? It was a brand new toy called the Etch-A-Sketch.
Brunella, what you doing under there?
I'm working with magic, that's what.
Why are you hiding under the basket?
Because everybody wants to play with my Etch-A-Sketch, that's why. This is the magic picture I'm making, see?
Why is it magic?
Because I'm not using pencils or crayons or chalk. I just turn the knobs to make the lines go up and down and all around. And look, no mess. And when I turn the Etch-A-Sketch upside down and shake, it all disappears. That's magic, mister. My magic Etch-A-Sketch does everything but dot the I. See? Here's my name.
Say, looks like fun. May I try it?
That's why I'm hiding under the basket. Everybody wants to play with my Etch-A-Sketch. Don't you think everybody should have his own Etch-A-Sketch, mister?
Right you are, Brunella. Everyone can have wonderful fun Etch-A-Sketching. Magic Etch-A-Sketch screens, a terrific value at a reasonable price. Get yours soon.
On the radio in 1960, we were listening to Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1960.
Dum, dum, dum. Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby. There goes my heart. So far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new
It's Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely on WRJN on our 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1960. Now, Roy Orbison wrote that song with his songwriting partner Joe Melson, but he intended to offer the song to either Elvis Presley or to the Everly Brothers. But the Everly Brothers persuaded Roy Orbison he should cut it himself, and it's probably a good thing that he did. All right, 1960 was a presidential election year, and of course, John F. Kennedy emerged the victor. He spoke to his constituents the next day.
To all Americans, I say that the next 4 years are going to be difficult and challenging years for us all. The election may have been a close one, but I think that there is general agreement by all of our citizens that a supreme national effort will be needed in the years ahead to move this country safely through the 1960s. I ask your help in this effort, and I can assure you that every degree of mind and spirit that I possess will be devoted to the long-range interests of the United States and to the cause of freedom around the world. So now my wife and I prepare for a new administration and for a new baby.
On the radio in 1960, we were listening to Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs with Stay. It's WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1960. It's Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs with their version of Stay on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1960. Other bands had hits with that song too. The Four Seasons hit number 16 in the U.S. with their version. And in 1978, Jackson Browne hit number 20 with his version of Stay. All right, what were we watching on TV in 1960? Flintstones on TV in 1960. And that is going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1960. Be sure to listen every weekday afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove, where spring is in full swing. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 to 1 for their exciting spring pop-up event. Grab your favorite handcrafted beverage while you explore a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Great beverages meet great local products. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Are you struggling to find a little me time? You're far from alone because the average American only gets 5 hours of me time in a week. That's just 43 minutes a day.
Together. WRJN. Well, if you haven't already done so, be sure to sign up to receive our new WRJN weekly newsletter. You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. It has tips on marketing and advertising, too. You can sign up for free at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha teen will serve a year in juvenile detention after bringing a gun to Indian Trail last December. The 16-year-old pleaded guilty to making terrorist threats and possessing a firearm on school grounds. Judge Chad Kirkman also added to the sentence anger management courses and community service. Charges are still pending for the 42-year-old Racine man in custody following an armed home invasion last night that escalated into a police shooting. The officers involved in the shooting at a home near Marquette and Hamilton are on leave as per policy. Police were called to the home originally for reports of gunshots inside. They arrived to hear more and engaged the suspect, who sustained a minor injury before being arrested. There were several kids and adults in the home at the time, but no injuries were reported among them. Kenosha officials are reviewing the officer-involved shooting, while Racine police are handling the home invasion case. Final preparations are underway in Packerland. Lisa Hale has the latest from Titletown and the NFL Draft.
Hundreds upon thousands of people are expected to be part of the NFL Draft activities in the Lambeau Field area starting tomorrow. Green Bay Police, Brown County Sheriff's deputies, and other public safety officials have been running scenarios to be prepared. One national law enforcement agency has been there and done that and will be lending its expertise to the mix. The FBI helps with public safety during the draft every year. Like they did for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last year, the FBI has been monitoring for potential online and in-person threats. Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensel says there are no known threats to the draft this year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, maybe a shower or two and a low in the upper 40s. More clouds overall than sunshine for tomorrow, highs only into the low 50s. Then showers and thunderstorms around for Friday, highs mid-50s. Some sun back for Saturday. It's 60 right now.
Silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play, 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 play. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Diane Carlson is here, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine arts community.
The Racine Symphony Orchestra. They're presenting their Spring Masterworks concert on Saturday, April 26th.
Okay.
They've entitled the concert Simple Gifts, and they promise a night where timeless classics come alive. The Racine Symphony Orchestra is presenting three iconic pieces, and hopefully I will pronounce them all correctly as we go through the list. Siegfried Idyll by Richard Wagner. They describe it as a tender, intimate work, originally composed as a birthday gift for his wife, brimming with warmth and romanticism. Then they're presenting the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 by Bach, which is a dazzling display of Baroque brilliance, showcasing solos and harmonies. And it will also include Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland, an evocative masterpiece capturing the spirit of American folk traditions and the beauty of new beginnings. The concert starts at 7:30, but there's a pre-concert conversation at 6:30, which is free to all concert ticket holders.
Free!
Racine Symphony Orchestra is preparing for an evening of lush melodies and sweeping harmonies for a rich emotional experience. Performance is at First Presbyterian Church on College Avenue, which is really a great location to see a concert.
Yeah, it really is.
And general admission tickets are $35 or just $5 for students. Tickets and details are on the symphony website at racinesymphony.org.
They really fill up that space. I mean, that you put all those instruments in there and you're going to hear a really rich, full sound in that building.
You really will. The acoustics in that church are wonderful.
Mm-hmm. All right. And again, if we wanted more information, again, where do we go?
Their website is racinesymphony.org.
Racinesymphony.org, and information on all the arts events in the community.
There is a lot more happening this weekend, so check it all out at racineartscouncil.org.
All right. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Yeah.
you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download that app at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps.
The purpose of
CCR and Traveling Band on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Be sure to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don is going to chat with Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier. They're going to have part two of their history of Elmwood Plaza. Interesting. That's tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen between 6 and 9 on WRJN.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Later tonight, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRJN. You have yourself a great night.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Through. Summer breeze makes me feel.
WRJN.
Don't know. to the one I love.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has just indicated he could lower tariffs on China.